Attention of an enraptured socialite.
I would love to hear it, she said.
It all started when I met Newman, that SOB, Cammy started.
Oh, I knew a Newman once, Snow told us eagerly. He was tall, dark, and handsome.
Her nose wrinkled as if from recalling a troubling memory.
But Newman would sometimes disappear, and then in his place there would be a dark spot in the sky.
I patted her hand in sympathy. I'm pretty sure you're confusing memories of Superman with your actual life. She touched her cherry red lips.
No, I don't think so.
Yes, I think so. I turned back to Cammy. Keep going. Cammy dug through her purse and pulled out a pack of gum. She lifted it in offering, but I turned her down. She unwrapped a stick and shoved it into her mouth, real ladylike. She spoke through obnoxious smacking.
Well, Newman was all charming and loving at first, and he always had wads of cash. I mean, big fistfuls.
She lifted her hands in the shape of claws holding invisible money.
We had a great time until I caught his butt cheating on me.
Snow shook her head sadly.
Isn't that the way it always goes? They're wonderful until they're cheating on you.
Her gaze darted to the ground.
Yes, that's how it is.
Snow, do you remember something?
No, I don't think so.
She paused before a big, bubbly laugh tinkled from her throat.
I was just going on about nonsense. Don't mind me.
I watched her carefully for a moment. Snow didn't recall much from her life as a human, other than that she'd lived in Willow Lake, where I was currently vacationing to recharge my non-existent writing career after being canceled and humiliated on national television. But instead, I was entertaining my thief of a sister and hanging out with ghosts. You could see how my life was going.
What happened with Newman?
I asked my sister. Cammy retched and spit the gum into her hand. She tossed it into a trash can, mumbling,
Lost its dang flavor after only 2 seconds. I ain't ever buying that crap again.
Newman? I impatiently reminded her. What happened?
Oh, right.
She brushed her hands on her thighs.
Well, I caught his butt cheating on me at the hoedown bar, and so I broke into his truck and stole this here duffel bag.
She patted the money proudly.
So much to unpack in that sentence.
Hoedown bar? She broke into his truck? I decided to push on rather than request details.
Did you know what was in the bag at the time?
Nuh-uh, no clue, but I found out when I got it home and opened it.
My heart seized like the hand of death had reached into my chest and squeezed it.
And you came here.
You didn't return it? Newman may not have even known it was stolen. Cammy clicked her tongue in triumph.
Oh. He knew. I smashed out the back window. There was no ignoring that.
Jeez.
She continued, this time in a more somber voice. When I got home and peeked inside was when I figured out that I was up a creek without a paddle. I suspected that Newman wasn't on the up and up, and then the money proved it. I was so proud of myself for listening to my instincts. She tapped her temple smugly. I'm a real smarty. My eye twitched. I was unknowingly housing drug or blood money, and she was proud of herself? I swallowed several deep gulps of air and told myself we could figure this out. I rose and paced the claustrophobically tiny room.
Okay, we can fix this.
Oh, there ain't no fixing it, my sister murmured.
Cammy!
I screeched. She jumped in fear.
This is not the time to contradict me. We, you, and me,
Snow offered. My eyes snapped in her direction.
You do not count. You are a ghost.